wear these so that I can hear, make sure it's going through. And I'm going to give a little introduction first, and that's for the recording. So today is March 23rd, 2017. This is an interview for the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center, funded by Archie Green Fellowship from the Library of Congress. As part of this project, we're interviewing shoreside workers in the New Bedford Fairhaven fishing industry to record their stories, document their skills and knowledge, and better understand their important role in the fishing industry. The recording and the transcript will become part of the permanent collection at the Library of Congress. I'm Madeline Hall Arbor, and today I'm speaking with Jacqueline
Rua.
Okay, thank you. And this is at Norpel, and it's about 1:20. So can you just introduce yourself and tell me what your job is?
My name is Jacqueline Rua. I've been here for 4 years. I like my job. I do a lot of stuff.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
I do everything.
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
What was your first job?
My first job, when I started here, it was picking the fish. Picking the fish in the line. We come the line through inside the boat. We come inside in the company. We just pick the fish is broken. We have to take it out.
I see.
And then I go downstairs. They move it downstairs, packing, rolling the pilot, driving the forklift, the pilot jack. Yeah, I learn a lot here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I learn. I like my job.
Yeah, good. How did you, well, I'll start with where and when were you born?
Me?
Yeah.
I born in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And when?
And 85 to 1, okay. Yeah. Okay. 1985.
Okay. And you grew up in Holyoke?
No.
Where'd you grow up?
In Puerto Rico.
Oh, really?
Yes, in Puerto Rico.
Okay. So is anybody in your family in the fishing industry?
No. No one, only me. Yeah.
Okay. So what brought you back to Massachusetts from Puerto Rico?
I just want to try United States, new experience.
Uh-huh.
And I try it, and I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you first came back, did you come straight to New Bedford?
No, from Providence.
Oh.
And from Providence, I applied and came here.
I see.
I was driving from Providence to here, to this job,
I see.
New Bedford. 45 minutes every day.
It's a long drive.
Yeah. Then I moved here.
And you live in New Bedford now?
Yes. 20 minutes from here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Much better, huh?
Yes, more easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is any of your family here, or did you come by yourself?
Yeah, they live in Rochette and in Springfield, all the way there, yeah.
Okay. So you have to travel a bit to see them.
Yeah, sometimes they come over here,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, how about in your neighborhood? Is there anybody else in the fishing industry?
Yep.
Yeah.
All my neighborhood working with fish.
Really?
Yeah, different company.
Are they all in shoreside?
Yeah, little yeah. Companies like this one, yeah, like that.
Okay.
Yeah, like okay. Pair of fish, yeah.
All right. And how did you get your first job here?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my friend, my first job, I started with American Pride. That was my first job, American Pride.
Uh-huh.
And then this is my second one.
Not bad.
And I like to work with fish. Yeah, it's more, I don't know. You have to learn and then figure out which fish is. Yeah, it's a lot.
So when you were picking the fish as it came in,
yeah.
Do they also have you looking for river herring, haddock, whatever?
Caught, the hot caught, and half, you have to take it out. It has to be the whole body.
Uh-huh.
The fish.
Uh-huh.
They come different, like mackerel. Come one heron, you have to take the heron. Leave only the mackerel in the line.
I see.
Yes, take it. Yeah. Broken, everything.
No, so was that hard to be able to
see
everything? Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, it's a lot of fish, so you have to pick it up fast.
Yeah.
Take it out. Yeah. I like it, but they put me in another experience. Yeah, I like it.
So what other jobs, please? You mentioned that you do the forklift and everything.
The pallet jack. That was the window blocks.
What is that?
The pallet jack is with the hand.
Oh, okay.
With the hand. The forklift is with which one you drive with the pallets up. Sure. That one.
I see.
You just pull the blocks. They come fresh, then we put it to freeze, come in blocks. The blocks come, that's the process, and then we put it in box, put the box, 44 blocks in each pilot, roll it, and send it. Put the labor, send it.
So. And is that going to export, or is it,
I don't know. We just roll it.
Do it. And
yeah,
then
I don't know where they go.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We do different stuff. We do grimy, too. Cat food here. We do a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite part?
Like, when it's grimy, I like when it's grimy. Yeah, I like to do that. Yeah. Always you busy. Busy, busy, busy. Yeah, I like it.
And staying busy is...
Yeah, because the hours go more fast. When you go stay busy, the hours go more fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. So be all the way, yeah.
And maybe you can describe a typical day when you, what time do you first come, and then what do you do during the day?
Well, the first time I come, I don't know what to do. I don't know which one I would have to pick one. Now I know each fish, each name. Before, I don't know which fish is. I don't know. I was confused. I say which one, but they look the same. But no, now I can figure out which fish is, what name. For what is the fish? Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned.
Did they teach you or you learn by doing?
No, they teach me here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they teach you.
Good.
They teach you and you have to keep going, learn. After you learn. Yeah, I feel like, I have to learn and I learn it.
Uh-huh.
Now I know what is flounder, what is mackerel, what is herring, what is monkey, what is redfish, what is wreck. I know all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Before I don't know it. Nothing. Confused, go get that pile of flounder. I say, what pile of flounder? I don't know which one. I don't know. But now I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do a lot of stuff. A lot.
So, when you come in the morning.
Yes.
Do you know what you're going to be working on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When it's grimy, I know I have to just wash the toes. Okay. When the boat come, I know where I had to go. I had to go to the pump, take care of the pump, control the pump. Yeah, I know which one,
So it changes depending on?
Yeah, depends the product, the production. Yeah, depends. Every day is something different every day. That's what I like about here. Every time, different, It's fish every time, but it's different job. Different.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
So what's the busiest time of year?
Here, when the boats come. When the boat comes, that's 12-hour shift, for 1 week. Yeah, you can make 60 hours a week, 72. Yeah, when the boat's coming, that's the busy morning, the weekend. Yeah, because the fish come fresh, then you have to put in blocks and then pack it. That's all day, freezing all day. Yeah, that's the more busy day when the boat's coming. Oof. Yeah.
So they sometimes have to hire outside people to come in when it's really busy, right?
Yeah.
And do you have to help train them?
Yeah, I help. If they don't know, they come to me, the Spanish people, because I speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I just teach them one time, they get it fast.
Yeah.
It's easy, job. Like, you just have to, wrap 55 pounds for block. That's it. Yeah, they ask me. They don't know. They come back. We teach them. Yeah, they like to learn. They like to work, too.
Yeah.
Oof, they work. Yeah.
So are everybody who works here, do you think most everybody likes to work?
Yeah. They come every day. They're on point. Like me today, I got an appointment. I just call. That's it. They come the next day, Other time you got a job. But you have to teach them that. That you want this job.
Uh-huh.
That you want to keep here in this job. That's all. And work every day, don't complain. You got your job. That's it. Yeah.
So, is everybody paid? Well, I guess I should ask it a little differently. Who gets the highest pay here? What are the jobs that get the highest pay?
I think so. There's the people that drive the forklift, quality, like brand, the supervisors. Mm. Yeah. I get paid good too. I employ. Yeah.
So, when you started out, you knew nothing.
No, when I started here, I started 7:15. Now I'm 13 something. Yeah, I grew up.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot of English when I start here. This English I know, it was from here.
Really?
Yeah, from the bus, because he don't know nothing in Spanish. Just,
yeah.
We learn. I learn more English from here. Yeah.
You speak very well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I learn it. I have to learn it. Right. I want to learn it. Like, yeah. Now sometimes now they train me to speak to the Spanish people. Like, they don't know, go to Jacqueline. They're gonna or Sebastian, or Jean, because he supervises. The other guy goes that he supervises sometime in the night. Only we three, we figure out, because the other ones speak English.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they learn. They learn fast. It's easier. Yeah. That's all.
So, are you married?
Hmm?
Are you married?
Mm, yes, I'm married.
I thought I saw that.
Yeah, I'm married with a girl. Yeah, I'm married.
And is your husband also in the industry?
Huh?
Is he also doing fishing?
Yeah, she worked too. He's a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
She worked too.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you have kids?
No. No kids.
Okay. If you did have kids, would you want them to be in the industry?
If they want to, yeah. If they want to. I don't want them to be like me. But if they want to be like me, work them. Yeah, I teach them. But if not, they can do whatever they want. Yeah, yeah, possibly maybe they're going to like these jobs. But we never know.
That's really.
We never know.
Yeah. You never know. That's for sure. Yeah. What do you think makes the best workers?
When you keep in training and you got the job more fast, that's the most. That happened to me. I feel like I don't want nobody like here. And I put myself and I say, I have to teach these people that I came with this job. I want to be somebody here. Like, yeah, yes. And they give me the, no, I'm the only girl here for 4 years. No girls come here. Only when the boats come, that's it. That's the only time you see girls. Yeah.
So it's okay, though, you don't have any problem working with the other workers?
Nope, never, no complain, nothing, they're respectful, You say no, it's no, and, they're respectful. That's what I like to work here, Never complain, no excuse. Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Yeah. So, let's see, what... When you think about yourself in 10 or 15 years from now, would you like to still be in this?
I want to be a supervisor.
Yeah.
They already know. Yeah, I want. They say, keep going. You're almost there. That's what I say. I want to be a supervisor or quality something. Yeah, I like quality too. I do quality too sometimes. Yeah, I want to be somebody. I am somebody, but, in my job.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
It's always good to have your eyes.
Yeah, more high.
Yeah.
Yes,
good.
It's true.
Yeah. So, have you ever been to the Heritage Center yet?
No.
Okay. It's on the same road as the Whaling Museum. It's Bethel Street.
Yeah.
And it's small, but it's good.
But you do, what they do there?
It's trying to show the fishing industry, the whole fishing industry, from setting up the boats, doing the gear, to processing, and all the steps in between.
Oh, that's good.
So you and your wife should visit.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Gonna try.
And they also have special events, like I think next week there's somebody who is from Longshoremen, I think, been a long time working, and and I can't be there because I'm going to a meeting elsewhere, but it should be interesting. But they do have, they have sometimes, I think in a couple, in the beginning of April, they're having two men come who are from Maine. Their accents are strong. The Maine accent. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Nope.
It's hard to understand.
Oh, okay.
Even for an English speaker.
Yeah, but no. I want to play that I understand. Like,
But they're very funny.
Okay.
And but sometimes there's music and other things. So look at the website.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out. Yes.
So are there any special tools that you have to use? Well, a forklift, obviously, but
sometimes I have to clean the when you pass the fish. Sometimes the detector.
Uh-huh.
Have to use like two tools to open the door. Yeah, so I clean all that too.
Uh-huh.
I clean all the machine, the stainless steel machine. I clean it too. Yeah, I clean too.
So, have you seen any changes? Tell me again how long you've worked here?
Four years.
How has it changed over those 4 years?
Oh, changed a lot. A lot. It changed a lot, this company, because before it was, I don't have to explain it. The pilot was over here in the front, now the pilot's over here, like colors, we paint, everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful on the side, but before, No. Yeah, it changed a lot. We paint. Yeah, we do a lot of stuff inside here. But in the back, it changed everything. But yeah, you take apart a piece. Now you can put the beaters in the bag, pilots. Yeah, it's better like that. You go more big.
Yeah. It's easier to move around.
Yep, more a little bit more big. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. It's hard for me to ask. I was explaining to Jamie that I usually interview fishermen, so I know the fishing boats. I know the gear. I know what they do, so I know what to ask.
Yeah.
But because I'm not as familiar with the processing plant, I'm not exactly sure what to ask to have you explain. You know what you do and what's important. So if you can think of anything that I haven't asked you that I should, that would be useful for me to know, or for someone to know about this business.
For me, like, if you want a job so bad, just keep and keep trying. Don't, like me, I was gonna quit, and they say, no, keep going. You got this. You're gonna learn. And I learned, and something told me you got this, and I got it. Like, and I don't want to go. Every time I say, no, I'm going to quit. No, you're never not. No, you're not. We meet you here. But I learned a lot here before, like, the pay. Now they pay more before, you know. Before it was not serious. Now they take this company more serious. That's what I like, more attractive, more new rules for everybody. That's what I like. They change a lot.
What kind of rules?
Like a resume, the rule they don't have in the wall, now they have it, now they respect. No laughing, we can laugh by and break, you know? No more kidding, roughing around, no fooling around. Like, if you do the job, wait the job done, we keep fooling around. But before it was, you know, but now, I like it now. Mm-hmm. More attractive, more rules, uniform, you have to have a clean. You got block, go watch it, come back.
So, do many people wear uniforms?
Yes. We use the orange, like the leather orange one with the from Grammy,
mm-hmm.
and the yellow one.
Right.
It's when we do use the blocks on packing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now we use uniform. We use everything, glasses, hand, gloves.
Gloves.
Yep, wash your hands, everything.
Yeah.
Trying to keep going with these guys. Yeah. Just keep trying. everything's going to be more easy. Yes.
So if somebody was coming in to the museum, for example, and one of the reasons we're doing this is because we're planning the next exhibit down the road. Okay. It'll be a year or two. But what would you think is important for people to know about fish processing?
The people they know?
How would you explain to them what you do and what the importance is?
The first thing it has to be, you have to know about what you're working about. Yeah, because when I come to fish, I don't know nothing about fish. Now I know when the fish is infect, when the fish is contaminated, when the fish is not good, when the fish is stink. Now I know that. That's what you have to always keep in. Like right now, I go to the sea Perfish, another company, and they give me this rock fish. And says, what do you mean? I say, no, it's not good, this fish. I know now what it's about this fish. It's not good, and I'm not going to grind this fish. I want to know. That's what that's what I want to learn to teach other people. This is the kind of fish we like, the good quality.
Yeah.
We don't want this raw. We don't want this stinky. No. I don't know what to say.
No, that's good. That's,
yeah. Yeah, just... Like if I get out from here, I go into another company fish, because that's what I know, that's what I want to learn, that's what I want to keep going and doing. Yes. Like sometimes they call me, Jacqueline, can you check it out? This is good. No, that's not good. Send them back. They send them back. And they know that it's not good.
Huh.
Yes. That's how we work here. Yes. I don't know.
If somebody was just coming to New Bedford for the first time, would you advise them to try to get a job here?
Yeah, like example, yeah. I seen a friend here. He was the first time coming from Puerto Rico. He's saying, no, I don't know how you came with this job. They quit. You teach him. They say, no. They quit. They say, this is too much. I try to explain to the job. I say, no, but try. I keep saying, try. You got this. Look at you. You got the muscles. You can. No. I can't. They quit. They go. Then the next time, don't quit. You try. Keep going. They make excuse and they say, no, I don't know how you can. I say, because I want it. I want to try, and I keep trying. And when you got it, then you don't want to go. You want to keep staying. And then you're going to ask for, yeah, no, can you give me more hours? Because I was like that, too. When I start here, I start with 6 hours. On 12, I make 50, 60 hours a week, every day.
Huh.
Every week. Yeah. I work a lot. A lot. Yeah, I can tell you I work a lot.
And you're ambitious.
Yeah, and I never complain. I can do something, like sometimes they put me to wrap this bag. No, Jacqueline, I need over here. I jump to the other one, packing the bags. No, can you jump to the other side, put the tape, like rolling and rolling. Like, over 12 hours, you got different, like, every 2 hours, you got something different to do. That's what I like. Now, the same time that you get bored doing the same.
Right.
Yeah. In the beginning, yes, I was like that. No, I wanted to, I talked to him, I said, please, no, but you're a girl. You say, no, I came with it. And I teach it, and I let her know that I came with this. Yep, and they say, no, all yours. Yes. Yeah.
So, why do you think there aren't very many other women who want to do this kind of work?
Wow. I know a lot of girls. When I go to another companies, it's more girls. That's what I feel like. Why am I company not too much girls? But I see the job, because the job is for men. It's too strong. But I go to another fabric, they cut on the fish, or they cleaning, and they pick it up little plastic boxes with fish, like...
Mm.
I can't. I like the heavy job. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I say my girl sons, I say, I can't. I don't know how you came with that. I can't. That's, oh my God, babe. That's for men's job. Because sometimes she come here in business. She say, I can't. But that's if you want, keep going. You know, she.
So how about the other companies? Do you meet other women and some of the other.
Yeah, I was working before in Marley's. That was Bacon with a Scarlet. Only that was for girls.
Huh.
The only man there was the cleaning guys and the mechanic. They operate the machines. But all the girls, I was working like for 65 girls.
Really?
It was a lot of tables, and they give you a pack of bacon, a scallop. Put a scallop, the more fast you can do, put it, pass. I work in a hard line that was packing too, fish. I don't know, I work a lot. On my job, when I come from the, it's only here, pair of fish, so I work there cleaning. I like to clean, oh my God. I'm picky with the cleaning, oh my God. Yeah, I like to clean too. Yeah. But I don't like to be in a winter job. Oh my God. I can't, no. And he told me, you know, it's going to be slow. I get, oh my God, why? You know, like, you want more and more job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to work.
So, with the grinding, it sounds like it's helped keep things busier.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to, like, prepare. You know what it is, prepare? Prepare is like, how explain that? It comes toast.
Mm.
It's like blue toast, mm-hmm. like beaters. We have to make six fish, different fish, for do the mix. And
right.
then that frozen blocks, like flounder, different fish, six in each. And then they put that, go grinding. They put the toe, you be all day busy, all day, cleaning the fish from the floor, wash your toes, be busy doing the label. Yeah, it's busy. I like when it's grimy too. Yeah, the most is when the boat come. Oh my God. Oof. Because the working company plus agency, they can't waste the boat. It's a lot of agency here working. Oh my God. It's a lot of people working here when the boats come. A lot of people. Oof. It's good.
Well, and that's mostly in the summertime?
Yeah. That's when I can wait for summer. Waiting for the boats, yeah. Sometimes three boats come here at the same time.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
So when you move up to management or supervision, will you get more involved with finding out where the fish is being sold?
Processed, yes.
So
where is it going to be, yeah. Because sometimes we send the grimy, but they send it to another company. They do another process to that food.
Uh-huh.
To that food. Yeah, we send the grimy, like water, and then over there they put, I don't know, what they do in the other place.
Put it in cans.
Yeah. It's more doing more if you get supervisor. I want to keep going. You're going to be supervisor. I want to.
So, do you ever have the opportunity to socialize with other
yes.
people?
Yeah. Yes.
You work so hard.
Yep.
You still have a little time.
Yeah. Sometimes you tell me, no, go to explain to him, do this job. Sometimes I be like 1 hour one guy, but I don't move. I had to see with it. When he learned, I move. Because
uh-huh.
I don't want to he come back. Oh, no, I stand and watching you. No, you're doing this wrong. Start again. Doing it now. Like this? Yes. Try it again. Like this? Ah, okay, you got it. And I leave. You know, I don't want to feel that they feel pressure. Like, you know.
Right.
Teach me what you know. If you don't know, come to me and get me. That's it. That's what I tell you. That's it.
So, can you think of anything that I have not asked you that you think I should?
I don't know. I don't know. Thinking and thinking. I got a lot of stuff in my mind. No, I don't know.
It's very interesting to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Better help than something.
Yeah, no, it'll be good.
Okay. Thank you.